And now on Dinner Jazz, we join our program partners Taylor's Port as they show us how port can be the oil of good conversation with after-dinner anecdotes. As the meal is cleared away and guests sit back with a delicious glass of Taylor's, they may reflect on the fact that port is one of life's more affordable luxuries. The same may be said, of course, of an attractive pair of shoes. One person who would certainly agree is Imelda Marcos, the flamboyant widow of Ferdinand Marcos, former president of the Philippines. Imelda famously amassed a collection of shoes said to consist of 3,000 pairs, which were housed in the basement of the Malacanang Presidential Palace. Equally extravagant was Francis Egerton, 8th Earl of Bridgewater. Born in 1756, he wore a new pair of shoes every day and lined the old ones up in rows as a way of measuring the passing of time. The Northampton Museum boasts the world's largest collection of historic footwear, made up of 12,000 shoes. It contains some unusual items, including a large boot made for Jumbo the Elephant, a member of the 1959 expedition to reenact Hannibal's historic journey across the Alps. Among the largest shoes ever made for a human being were manufactured for Robert Pershing Wadlow of Alton, Illinois, believed to be the tallest person in history. He was over 8 foot 11 inches in height, and his shoes were size 37. The shoes of many celebrities have been immortalized as imprints in the cement forecourt of Grauman's Chinese Theatre on Hollywood Boulevard. The exceptions are Sean Connery and Harpo Marx, who decided to leave impressions of their bare feet. Harpo's brother Groucho Marx left an imprint of his cigar.